You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Today, San Francisco began construction on the Mission Bay Housing Development, a complex that'll house homeless veterans and low-income families. KALW's housing and homelessness reporter, Liza Veal, was at the groundbreaking ceremony earlier today.
The weather did not stop housing leaders from gathering under a muddy tent to celebrate new housing for homeless vets and low-income families.
And so, thanks for coming out of the rain, and of course, the folks who will be living here will be out of the rain, right?
That was Michael Blecker with Swords to Plowshares, one of the nonprofit partners on this project. Jane Kim, the supervisor that represents the neighborhood, says this building will bring 62 vets out of homelessness and protect 56 low-income families from ending up on the streets.
To ensure that families who are the fastest growing demographic in our homeless count today are also a part of this project.
This project came together under the late Mayor Lee's administration. Lee faced criticism over the issue of homelessness, but Kim gave him credit for specifically targeting veterans.
The one arena that the mayor was incredibly successful in was reducing the number of veterans on our street. We've already made a huge dent in those numbers, and this project is going to provide a permanent home to men and women who serve our country.
To honor that, Mayor Mark Farrell announced that this project will be named after the late mayor.
We are formally dedicating this affordable housing site to our mayor, Edwin M. Lee. And when these buildings are completed, they will bear his name on them here in San Francisco.
But the celebration couldn't mask the fact that this project is just a drop in the bucket. There are still about 4,500 people unsheltered citywide. And only 800 or so supportive housing units become free annually through turnover. Land prices in gentrified San Francisco make housing for homeless people expensive to build. Each one of the units on this site costs nearly $700,000. The Mission Bay neighborhood in particular is going through tremendous development. The Warriors are coming soon, as is a UCSF research campus and medical center, retail, and over 6,000 units of housing, 30% of which are targeted to be affordable. And another permanent supportive housing site wasn't received very well. As Cron 4 reported last May,
a homeless housing proposal just blocks away from AT&T Park has some people in the area very upset.
Neighbors organized an opposition campaign to the housing, misconstruing it as a shelter.
Had I known that they were going to put in a homeless shelter with a psychological element, I might have made my investment somewhere else.
That project is still slated to begin construction in early 2020. This one, the Edwin Lee Housing for Vets and Low-Income Families, will be completed in 2019. Del Seymour, a client and board member of Swords to Plowshares, hopes the neighbors will welcome the new tenants.
You can't do anything until you get some sheetrock over your head. You can't get your life together living in the shelter or navigation center. So that's temporarily keep the rain off your head for just a minute, but it's not a way or an exit to housing. It is not exit to housing.
As a client, Seymour was served by Swords to Plowshares' substance abuse and housing programs.
I walked into Swords 27 years ago, a broken down veteran, and they've helped me get through my transition back to a better life.
These units will do the same for their residents. At least, that's what the Reverend Fong, a nonprofit partner on the project, is praying for.
May the spirit of peace, joy, hope, and love embrace this wonderful new, what's the name? Ed Lee Veterans and Family, whatever. You know what I mean. Anyway, this place.
In San Francisco, I'm Liza Veal for Cross Currents.